Jason Collins, the first openly gay NBA player, is expected to sign another 10-day contract with the Brooklyn Nets. The 35-year-old backup center is praised for paving the path for future gay athletes. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports Brooklyn fans are cheering his arrival, and some are comparing him to another barrier-breaking Brooklyn athlete.
Lob it.
With 2 minutes and 41 seconds left Monday night in the Nets-Bulls game, Jason Collins made his Brooklyn debut. The Brooklyn crowd was on its feet and gave Collins a standing ovation. For a player in the twilight of his career, Collins is making big, symbolic gestures. He came out in an article in Sports Illustrated last spring, but he wants to be known first and foremost as a ball player.
It's about being an athlete. It's about going out there and winning and competing, playing hard.
Some are finding comparisons to Jackie Robinson, the first professional black baseball player who also played for a Brooklyn team.
Robinson dashes to the plate. It's close, and umpire Summers calls him safe on the daring maneuver. But Yogi Berra doesn't think so.
But outside of the Barclays Center Monday night, 32-year-old Nets fan Tom Kraitner says he's glad a professional basketball player has come out as gay.
I think it's a great opportunity for the NBA to showcase the openness of the league.
Baseball historian Lee Loewenfisch, who wrote a book about Branch Rickey, the man who signed Robinson to the Dodgers, says Brooklyn in 1947 was the right place for Robinson then and is the right place for Collins now.
It was diverse in 1940s, too, and that's why Branch Rickey brought up Robinson, because he felt that would be the best place for a black player to be accepted.
Brooklyn Borough historian Ron Schweiger says Brooklyn loved Jackie Robinson, but the rest of the country was not as accepting.
When Jackie played in other cities, especially Cincinnati, St. Louis, and believe it or not, even in Philadelphia, there was outright hostility towards him.
At the Nets-Bulls game Monday night, 33-year-old Cheryl Hescott from Canarsie says she's happy Collins is here.
It is a big civil rights move for the gay community, and proud to be a Brooklynite who's, you know, representing the gay community in a good way, yeah.
There's one last Jackie Robinson-Jason Collins connection. The Barclays Center sits at the corner of Atlantic and Flatbush Avenues. This is where, according to historian Schweiger, the Dodgers owner Walter O'Malley had wanted to build a new Ebbets Field.
All these years have gone by, and absolutely nothing has been built on that site until the Barclays Center. So where Jackie Robinson would have been playing, if O'Malley had his dream come true, that's where Jason Collins is going to be playing.
At Modell's Sporting Goods, across the street from the Barclays Center, Nelly De Los Angeles says Collins' T-shirts have been flying off the shelf.
We got them in today, and so far we've sold maybe all of them, almost all of them.
Collins wears number 98 in honor of Matthew Shepard, who was murdered in Wyoming in an anti-gay attack in 1998. The NBA plans to donate proceeds from jersey sales to the Matthew Shepard Foundation and the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.